Well, I'm Lightfoot. This is George G, and the time is right. Welcome to today's guest, strong and powerful Julia Gordon Bramer. Julia, are you ready to do this?
I am strong and powerful. I love it.
Strong and powerful. Absolutely. Julia is a writer, scholar, a poet, tarot card reader. She's the author of Fixed Stars, Govern Our Life. And I think, Julia, this is your third time on the show. So welcome back.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Actually, I have three books and two more coming out. The three books I already have are around the poet Sylvia Plath and her mysticism. The book coming out, both my books coming out next year, 2023, with Inner Traditions Publishing, and another one on Sylvia Plath called The Magician's Girl, The History and Mysticism of Sylvia Plath and Ted Hughes. And what's maybe more for the masses is the Tarot Diaries and its real life experiences as a professional tarot card reader. So that should be a little more fun, less scholarly, you know. I'm really looking forward to being able to talk about that. I don't have release dates quite yet, but I'm very excited to be working with Inner Traditions. They're an amazing group.
Excellent. Well, we've got a lot going on in the world. What's top of mind for you?
You know, 2020 brought a lot of changes for me, as everybody, I think. I think it was really a sink or swim time. And so lucky for me, I chose not to get caught up in the fear cycle. And I decided to be an active force against division toward unity, which of course it's a tough battle right now, you know? But I am, just determined. Every day I start the day with a prayer about being the source of love and light to whoever I talk to. Joy, joy is my weapon, I like to say. And in this dark time, and really just no matter who I'm dealing with, you know, whether it's just some random person on Twitter or someone in the grocery store or, you know, whatever, looking at those moments where I can learn and grow, looking at what gift they have for me, even if they rub me the wrong way, and just taking that opportunity to send them love, because, you know, there's that old saying, hurt people hurt people. And I think that's so true. And I think the nastier someone is, the more attacking someone is, they're in a world of pain and they may not have the tools to deal with it right now. So we need to be the light. And, I just read a quote from Neil Donald Walsh, and he said, I'm loosely paraphrasing here, I'm not looking for love. I don't want love. I am love. And I think that's so important. You know, when I do tarot card readings for my clients, I say that I can read your cards because we're connected just by being alive. I call that life force God. I don't tell people how to do God, what to call God. You know, that's your business. But if you can go there, if you can say, okay, I'm alive, I'm hooked into the God system, you know, then you're a part of it. You're a child of God, as we all are. So I just work really hard on owning that. Getting back to 2020, I made a lot of changes. I'm a student of A Course in Miracles and keep it right here on my desk all the time. And I started a study group, which I lead once a week on Zoom. And so that really gave me a powerful little community to, just find some answers outside of fear and what the world is throwing at us. It's been really good for me. I'm also part of a Buddhist women's group. I think we need community now more than ever. Oh my gosh, during COVID more than ever. I really saw people spiral into depression during all of that and fear and panic. And it certainly was not a good place. But I grew stronger And I'm really, you know, I'm not happy with how the world has gone, but I'm happy with where I am. And I do see that there were valuable lessons and a lot of growth opportunity for me in the last couple of years, for sure.
Yeah, I certainly appreciate that. I appreciate everything you said. This life force that is around all of us, you believe that it's inside all of us as well? Is God inside of me? Is he, she, yeah, everywhere?
Yeah, like, so, you know, I'm not of the old school that God is this man sitting on a throne in the clouds.
Right.
I believe God is more, as I said, that life force. And so that life force is at the origin of the universe. That life force, we can, you know, we can put the sperm and an egg in the test tube and unite them to create a human being, but the sperm and egg have to be alive. You know, we have never created life. And, you know, we can make circumstances for life and we can take life away, but we cannot form it. That's the magic. And, you know, whether you want to get all the way down to life inside an atom, you know, it's inexplicable and maybe beyond our comprehension. And that, I believe, is God. I believe we can harness that life force. I think, you know, in the everyday human experience, attitude is a huge part of it. You know, doctors know about the power of the mind with the placebo effect, with the will to live. Athletes know about the power of the mind with visualization and seeing themselves crossing that finish line or racing past the competitors or whatever. An athlete would never obsess, you know, what if I trip and fall? What if I don't make it to the finish line? You know, because that opens up the space for the negative to happen. Our minds are very powerful. And with that in mind, you know, taking it back to COVID, look at the power we gave COVID with the focus on the fear. You know, oh my God, what if I get it? What if my parents get it? What if, you know, what if society falls apart? What if, you know, we created a monster with this truly. And I'm not saying ignore our world circumstances, but certainly we need to handle them in a different way. If we operate through fear, nothing's accomplished. You know, if the mountain climbers stare at Everest with fear, they're never going to go up. you know, it's a really limiting paralysis, and not using our God power at all. So, yeah, that's kind of where I am.
That is super powerful. I was just scribbling down notes furiously. I wanted to ask about how it is that we tap into it, and then you answered my question. And I think a lot about my perspective and my attitude and how I look at different situations. And I think that we all intellectually know that. But as you were talking, I never put it together just how incredibly powerful that really is, and our ability to do that and to shape the way that we're viewing the world, which is how we experience the world, which is life. I always knew how important it was, but I never really thought about how that is, you know, a divine power.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I suppose it's just semantics, really. I know very spiritual atheists and spiritual agnostics, and they're just aware that, you know, they might not call it a God. They might phrase it energy, you know, and I'm sure. Good with that. Like, I'm like, whatever you want to call it, whatever works for you. You know, I grew up in a Episcopalian church and had a more traditional Christian background, which I value. I think I learned a lot from that. But, you know, to a fundamentalist Christian, I'm pretty controversial and maybe even blasphemous, because I'm talking about owning the God within yourself, right? but I do think that there is so much potential that's untapped that, you know, I would say God has given us, but, you know, we could say has, you know, formed within us just by being alive. You know, scientists have proven energy doesn't die. Energy goes somewhere else. Our bodies crap out and, you know, for whatever reason, they'll give up. get too old, or, you know, God willing, that's our path. But the energy goes somewhere else. And so in spirituality, however you want to define it, it's about returning to the source and maybe coming back again as a human being. You know, maybe staying in the ether, that's individual faith. You know, some people believe in heaven and hell. I'm of the mindset it's probably all right here. And it's for us to choose where we want to live and how we want to live. And there's a whole lot of people in hell right now. And that breaks my heart. But I do think some of that's changeable. But you got to own it. And faithlessness and powerlessness and fear is the way to hell, you know.
We trap ourselves in this prison of our own creation. And yeah. I wrote down again feverishly that we can't create life. So in order to make a person, we can marry the sperm and the egg and use science. But, you know, the chicken and the egg kind of a thing, life has to be here in order for us to propagate it, move it forward. We are able to manufacture life like Frankenstein story, like COVID. We literally created this awful monster, which is also how we create these prisons that keep us trapped when we're denying our ability or not embracing our ability to own the God within ourselves. And it strikes me right now that we want so badly to have to decentralize the control. We're sick of getting information from legacy media. We're talking about decentralizing our currency. We're talking about how we educate our kids and how we police our communities. People are just fed up.
Yeah. You know, when we look too much to outer human beings to dictate, you know, to tell us what is right and what is wrong, to tell us who to hate, to demonize another side, that's really taking you away from your heart, away from the truth that you know, away from any kind of unity. You know, there's a popular quote by, I believe it was Hermann Göring, the Nazi at the Nuremberg trials, and I don't know it by heart. And you know, he's not, I don't like quoting Nazis.
Sure.
But he talked about the one way to gain control or power over any mass group of people is with fear. And he's like, it's worked this way, you know, from time immemorial. It's always been this way. You tell the people they're being attacked. You tell the people they have something to fear, and they follow you because they want to be protected. And that's what we've had going on in the last couple of years. And, you know, and I don't want to get all political, we've seen it in a number of different ways across our society in the last several years, socially, with COVID, with health, all kinds of different ways. And it's about weakening and dividing and controlling. And that is getting us away from our God self and what we know is true and right for us.
So how do we respond, or how do we return to the source? How do I start to stop looking outside of myself and start looking inside for these answers? How do I get better at that?
A big part of it is to unplug. I think it truly is to unplug. And so if you're always on social media, if you're, you know, I it's funny, in my job, I have some sort of requirement to be on social media, but I control the time, and I have a bot that does some regular posts just to keep me, you know, in the algorithms seen, you know, on Twitter and what have you. And my goal in places like Twitter, which I'm at J. Gordon Bramer, is to put love and light out into such a dark place. Oh my goodness, it's so dark on Twitter. But you know, same for Facebook and all the others. I want to be a source of unity there. But you know, what we can do for ourselves, I think meditation, which does not have to be You know, some people think that you have to take classes in like transcendental meditation. No, no, no. It's as simple as quieting the mind for 10 or 15 minutes. But to do that once a day has huge benefits. It has health benefits. It slows down our blood pressure. It improves our breathing. And it gives us peace, and it takes away anxiety, and it lifts depression. And, you know, it does things biologically to us, which are very, very positive. I tell some of my clients, especially when I see a need for meditation in their tarot cards, which might show up in the Four of Swords or the Hermit card in reverse. And I'll say, you know, if you have the busiest office, I want you to go sit in a parked car at lunchtime and turn off your phone and don't tell anyone where you are and just take some deep breaths for 15 minutes or close your eyes and take a nap. I mean, even that is a you know, just kind of grounding yourself and toning it down. And so important, because we get tight, we get wound up, we get what the Buddhists call the monkey mind, where we can't let go of everything. And it's one thing, one thing, one thing, one thing. And it's not a place of peace. And it's really easy to get, you know, to sort of spin out in panic. And that's where anxiety comes from. So, and anxiety is a huge problem in society today. So if your listeners or people watching can take one tool away from this discussion, I would say quiet your mind for 10 or 15 minutes a day and see what happens, and see how much better you feel and how much calmer you are and how much powerful and happier you are. Just doing that instead of the continual programming. And, you know, I'm not just talking political programming, which is such a big topic right now. You know, marketing's everywhere. We've all had the talking about something and then all of a sudden the ad comes up on your phone, or, you know, it's like, ugh, horrible. So we need to unplug. So important to getting back to our humanity and our unity.
I think that's well said, and so simple yet so hard for us to actually do that and to make the time to do it.
And I'm on a right now. So is that hypocritical? You know, some people might tease me about that. But what we, you know, it's like diet. You know, when you have a diet, you have to pay attention to what you put in your body. Right. And diet goes beyond food. So what you put in your mind, you know, so your Lifeblood podcast here, it's about being positive in various ways. It's about improving your life. It's about enriching, you know, what you know and how you work with others and treating, you know, treating others kindly and all of these themes. That's kind of like eating a lot of good fruits and vegetables and keeping away from processed foods, right? So so is the meditation part. So just like we want to fill our body with good, nutritious food, and we want to move our body through gentle exercise, we need to fill our brain with good, positive information. And news, of course, isn't really news. It's the bad news, because that gets ratings and that keeps us, you know, even I was glued to Hurricane Ian yesterday because my son is in Sarasota. So, you know, so I'm the whole time just, you know, watching this crazy storm, and I knew better, but I got caught into it, you know, and so we all do, we're all human, but we just like, I may have a weekend where, you know, oh, we're having a couple parties and, you know, or we're on vacation or something, and maybe I will eat, you know, some fried food followed by an ice cream sundae, you know. Sure. It's everyday practice, you know. It couldn't be an everyday practice, or I'd be in some poor physical shape. And so same thing mentally. You got to watch what you do mentally and what your everyday practice is mentally.
Well said. I love it. Well, Julia, thank you so much for coming back on. Where can people learn more about you? How can they engage with you?
Awesome. My website is juliagordonbramer.com, and that's J-U-L-I-A GordonBramer.com. I know that's a lot of letters. Or they can call me at 314-517-0058.
Love it. Well, if you enjoyed this as much as I did, show Julia your appreciation and share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Go to JuliaGordonBramer.com. Certainly list that in the notes of the show, along with all the other wonderful social media that we've been talking about today. But there's opportunities for you to engage directly with Julia and to do readings, tarot card readings. And you can go back to, I think, the last episode we did where Julia actually did a live tarot card reading with me on the show. So check that out. Definitely take advantage of it. Thanks again, Julia.
Thank you, George. Take care.
And until next time, remember, do your part by doing your best.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.